This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Welcome back to Enterprise Biz Bytes. My name is Rich Bradbury in the studio with
Audrey Raj.
I'm Vinny Raj.
Food, food, glorious food, ladies and gents. That's what we're speaking about today, and how Singapore, our lovely neighbours just down south, have just been ranked as the world's best city for street food, like it or not, and Malaysia is not even in the top 50 rankings. Let that settle in just for a moment. We have Singapore at number one, Bangkok number two, Hong Kong number three, Ho Chi Minh number four, Mumbai, India. The fact of the matter is not that Singapore won. You know, they've won multiple of these listings for whatever reason. But the fact that we are not even on this list is something that we are beginning to question as to why this is. Some people have suggested that it's because some of these rankings are paid for, which is a possibility, of course. We also talked to you about the methodology behind this listing, and one of those things in the methodology was all about hygiene, and we thought, well, this is something that perhaps we should focus on.
Because it's not the first time. It's not the first time we've been left out of these lists or documentaries and stuff. So why?
Yeah. And so we asked for feedback. We've got some. Where do we go first?
So let's just take a look at WhatsApp, right? Ian here is poking at the methodology as well, and he says, "And since when Malaysian roadside stalls appear on Google Maps?"
Good point. Yes, yeah. Yes. Mm-hmm.
So Perry says, you know, can you define street food? You want clean street food like curry mee. Tons of cafes carry them, but it is still street food, correct?
Mm-hmm. I agree with that.
Z went on to say, that it's weird that only one city per country is listed in the rankings. Why is Sydney there but not Melbourne? Mm-hmm. Why is Hong Kong there but not Taipei?
Yeah.
We've also got another one here from Weasley who says, you know, hey guys, I'm from the tourism industry. The rankings won't matter to tourists. Trust me.
Actually, just to go back to that other point there, there are four cities from the US in the top 20. Mm. There is Portland, which is odd, Chicago, which is odd, there is Los Angeles, and there is New Orleans.
Whoa.
Mm. I mean, I know Portland food is supposed to be very good, but there you go. Right. Arv.
Yeah, so this comes from Michael, who says taste comes first. Carl Chin says no one dropped dead eating them. What hygiene? Just dig in. I would argue that I'm pretty sure someone dropped dead eating bad food, or maybe they had like long-term effects. So I don't know. Don't take that at face value. Ramli Sirap says expecting good hygiene with hawker food is like expecting something intelligent to come out of Trump's mouth. Maybe unsavory, but always got oomph. Very political.
We should have a t-shirt made with that on.
And we also have one from Eric Kaur. It says, hygiene. My brother worked in a 5-star hotel in KL, and he was telling of rats and other pests running around behind the scenes.
Name and shame. Let us know or not. 0187898899 is the WhatsApp number. Twitter or Instagram, we're at BFM Radio. Now, we've got to move on to story number two, but do please keep the messages coming in. This is all about WeWork, of course, who not too long ago were valued in the billions. Was it $47 billion? Billion dollars. They're now valued around $8 billion.
At best.
And the SoftBank, of course, again, have decided to pump in more money into this company.
Yes.
But another $5 billion, is it, they were talking about this morning?
About 4 to 5. That's what they're talking about. The discussions are ongoing. It's happening today between WeWork and SoftBank. Mm. But in the meantime, you know, what the staff are worried about is not if they're going to lose their job, but if they're going to get paid a severance if and when they lose their jobs. So with money running short after the failed failed IPO, WeWork has apparently been planning on laying off thousands of its employees. There's only one problem. WeWork is so short on cash that it doesn't have enough money to pay severance to affected workers. So WeWork will, which will reportedly run out of cash, according to Wall Street Journal, run out of cash within a month. They will run out of cash within a month if they don't get a new financing deal. The delay, however, could be short-term. WeWork's board is expected to meet today. Like I said, the talks are actually ongoing to consider new funding offers from SoftBank and from JP Morgan. Mm. Both deals would involve propping up the struggling company with billions of new dollars in additional cash. So a little background on this. WeWork's new core CEOs apparently told employees in a leaked email last week that the company is planning to lay off thousands of workers in coming weeks. As reports of this imminent layoffs began to swirl, severance packages have been the hot topic inside WeWork. I think a lot of workers have been asking management about what's going to happen to their outstanding shares in the company. Employees have also been asking whether their severance package will take into account any stock that they are owed, they've been offered that they are owed. And why are they all talking about the stock? Well, that's because many employees were paid partially in shares. Others received WeWork shares when the company acquired their startups. In many cases, the shares that they received carried a much higher value than they do right now. So like you mentioned earlier, Rich, SoftBank valued WeWork at $47 billion in a funding round in January. The bailouts proposed by SoftBank right now and JP Morgan, however, would place the company's value at about $8 billion or less.
So a sixth of what it was worth,
yes,
thereabouts.
Mm. Yes. So, I mean, if they, I think some of them, what I'm reading online is that most of the staff feel like, you know, okay, fine, let's if they have to lay us off, let's go, because it sounds like the ship is sinking. So, yeah, you know, if layoffs is the way to go, okay, fine, you know, we'll go, but we want what's owed to us.
Yep.
You know, you at the beginning of the year, you told us our shares were worth $47 billion. Now you're telling us $8 billion. What's our cut in that, and will we get paid? But the problem is, WeWork doesn't have enough money to pay them the severance.
I'm just curious as to what is the thinking behind SoftBank at this stage. You know, you've seen this ship, as you say, Ords, you know, sink gradually. Not so much gradually in the last 8 months, 7 months.
Mm-hmm.
It's plummeted. You know, why is SoftBank continuing to throw money at this? And is this something to do still with this CEO or former CEO that's involved with them?
So I think it comes down to the relationship between Adam Newman and the Japanese billionaire behind SoftBank, Masayoshi Son, right? So I think we did a piece on WeWork's failed IPO. And in there, I remember saying something about how Masayoshi Son actually agreed to fund WeWork in less than 30 minutes of his meeting with Adam Newman. You know,
wow,
he was just taken with this man's personality and, you know, the kind of things that he was doing, that he agreed to just give him $10.1 billion at one go. At
wow,
the beginning, and less than 30 minutes about talking about the company, right? And now it's kind of like, I think there's pride at stake as well, because, you know, they've put so much money into this company and they valued it at $47 billion. And then now, you know, what do we do? Do we just cut our losses? You know, it's just going to make us look bad. So there's a lot of, like, face at stake as well.
Uh-huh.
The only thing I'm thinking is, if, let's say, you an employee in a company, and then your boss or your employer wanted to fire you, but then they said that they couldn't fire you because they have no money to pay you your severance package. At that point, as an employee in that company, how do you make a decision? Do you go like, do I stay with this company? They have no money to fire me, but, or do I leave on my own terms? Because how much longer is this company gonna go for? But they keep getting funding. So more than the management and the employers and the, you know, SoftBank, you know, SoftBank has tons of money. They can afford to, you know, keep pumping money into like a failed company to see if it grows or not. So SoftBank isn't at any risk. WeWork, whoever is behind WeWork will find jobs elsewhere. The people in WeWork, like, what, as an employee, what do you do next? Do you like use this as a junction? Do you go to like your next company? Do you leave? Because literally the company has no money to fire you. And that's a bad sign.
Mm.
If they have no money to let a badly performing employee go, why should you stay? You know, so from that point of view, it's risky. Like, I'm pretty sure there's no morale.
Mm.
You can't work for a company that cannot pay you. You and you have no idea if the company is going any further. So what's the point of putting in all the work? Like, unless you believe so much in this company that you want it to grow to save your own career.
Yeah, and I suspect that exactly what you're saying now is a discussion that's happening in a lot of homes over there as well. You know, you've got spouses and friends and colleagues or whatever will be having this very same discussion. Why are you still there? You know, if they can't afford to pay you, they can't afford to let you go, just leave anyway.
So I think to help with the morale, one of the things that are being discussed right now is that SoftBank said that they would actually pay Adam Newman $200 million as part of a proposed deal to take over WeWork, and he would have to exit the company. So a lot of why WeWork has just plummeted in the last few months comes down to Adam Newman and just the way he is. We've heard about all this talk about drugs and the way he conducts business, and, you know, that everything is kind of flowery and descriptive and not actually factual and accurate when it comes to Adam Newman. So they think maybe removing him from the whole equation could help boost morale, could help boost the valuation of the company, and SoftBank could make something of it. But 200 million to get out of the company.
He's got a golden parachute.
Man,
yeah.
Mm-hmm. Is getting paid, you know?
Yeah.
Right. We're going to wrap up for this segment. We've got one more story coming up after the break about HTC, how they continue to focus on crypto with their blockchain phone. Our question of the day, how important to you is hygiene when it comes to eating street food? Of course, this is because of Singapore being ranked as world's best city for street food. We think that hygiene may play a part in that. Let us know what you think. Music coming up from the Ramones with Rockaway Beach. We'll be back in just a couple minutes. BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.